Welcome to Gen Z Hoops, the Gen Z basketball, coaching, and sports business show. On this podcast, you'll learn from professional players, coaches, and executives from all over the world and see the court in a brand new way. And now, joining you courtside, your Gen Z host, John Hartafillis.
Gen Z Hoops here with avid supporter of the podcast, back from Big Fellas Basketball, right, from day one, episode 11, Mr. Ryan Kennedy. Great having you on the show again. You kind of told me this detailed thing's coming on. You knew I had Coleman on my show, Drew Hanna on my show.
Yes.
And I'm not as big of a trainer as you are, obviously. I've kind of been more into the coaching side.
Yep.
You're all about this stuff. What made this a must-go-to for you?
Just the professionals they had given demonstrations. I mean, it was a no-brainer coming here to gain all that useful knowledge. I'm a basketball head, man. This is what I love. So any chance I get to come, and obviously it helps me improve my craft as a trainer, getting to learn from the best. So get a nice trip to Miami out of it. I mean, met a lot of great people along the way, got to network. I mean, it was, so far has been an overall great experience.
Getting to play in the detail gym, we've done a lot of cool things, maybe even some that weren't expected, right? I mean, it's been a fun time all around. Let's think about maybe today, right? I mean, I was sitting next to you the whole time. You were just constantly putting down notes, and you would look at, like, someone say something, you look at me like, yo, this is added to the Grind City training curriculum. What are some of those things that jumped off the page today?
What really jumped off the page to me with Tim was definitely talking about how he follows up with all his clients. He maintains a really good relationship with his players. He has those kind of post-workout conversations. Yep. That was very eye-opening, which is stuff I do, but I definitely realize I need to do more of, because that is kind of very important at the end of the day, because you're not just – I don't want to be known just as, like, a basketball trainer to them. Like, I want them to be able to come to me with anything and just – have our time together in the gym like something they really look forward to doing. And he kind of was describing it as a form of therapy. Like, I would love that for them too, like just a place where they feel safe to be themselves. So I really appreciated Tim's presentation. Drew Hanlon, I mean, he's just he's kind of blow you away with his basketball knowledge, bro, and just the amount of hours he puts into watching film and the minute details he's able to identify when breaking down drills, and just kind of the way, like, when he brought out demonstrators and stuff and they would mess something up, the way he was kind of able to give them different things to look for, set them up in different ways that would help them kind of get to where they got to get to faster. So that kind of made me realize, like, I need to be the same way. Like, there's stuff I do that I need to do less of, and I need to just kind of find quicker ways to get to the point. Like, they were talking about prolonging the training process, you know, so I got to find ways to kind of help them discover things quicker and kind of more naturally. Paul Fabritz, I mean, he's just an expert in the field of sports performance. Obviously, I've watched all his skills training stuff as well, too, but I love the injury prevention, everything he talked about. So, I mean, I had so much fun today, bro.
It was definitely special. Tomorrow might be even better, which is great. Right? We've met so many people today that we're going to continue to talk to tomorrow and also meet new people.
Yeah.
Right. So we have all our boys that we played with just now, and we're also going to meet new people tomorrow. Mm-hmm. What are you maybe most excited for tomorrow? Really soaking some more knowledge, building on what you have today, and going and getting onto that flight tomorrow to go back home, knowing full well you're ready for this upcoming season.
Well, since high school, I've been a big Devin Williams fan. I watched the first 10,000 hours series. And I still watch the recent ones he's released, which are crazy. Like, his kind of video editing and storytelling skills have come such a long way. And just his journey with basketball and stuff, I love it, bro. I love what he does. So I'm very excited for his presentation tomorrow. Michael Lancaster was someone I remember stumbling across in high school. And just watching the very innovative stuff he was doing with basketball training. You'll get a lot of kind of, like, people who are like, nah, this is crazy, like, it'll never work. And then a lot of people who see the creativity in it. And I'm one of those people, you know, so I've always enjoyed his stuff. So I'm excited to see what he brings to the table tomorrow. Mike G, he's changed the game too now with all his movement stuff. And that's kind of, since I stopped playing, that's one thing I've become very passionate about, it is movement. You know, I've started the boxing, and I've ventured into other kind of forms of sports and movement, and I'm excited to see what he got to bring too, man. So it's tomorrow might be better than today. We'll see.
The biggest thing you said, like creativity, there's so many different ways to make a player better, and there's no one I trust more in doing that than you. So awesome being here with you.
Thank you, bro.
It's a special trip.
Thank you for everything you do.
Yo, Evan, man, what's going on?
It's good. How you doing?
Dude, it's crazy. It's like meeting for the second time almost. Like, we've been playing our entire childhood, right, in the Greek League, coming here, investing in ourselves, right, going into this craft. I've been seeing what you're doing. You're doing some big things on the training side. Tell our listeners maybe a little about what you've been up to the last year or so, really getting yourself in great shape in this training world, this shooting world, and coming here.
So the last year I've been really diving into the shooting stuff, man. I'm currently building a curriculum. My new company, NYC Hoop School, so we're going to be putting out curriculum for all players, trainers, coaches, breaking down different shooting concepts. And, you know, last year's been a grind, filming every single day, but I got a lot of exciting stuff to show the world, so I'm looking forward to it.
I can't wait for it. And a lot of the lessons you learn here, I'm sure, are going to be huge for just expanding that, right? I mean, funny, the first night you were telling me all these things about things you have in your head, and now you kind of took the lessons as to how to take action on them. What are some of those things maybe today, right? Drew Hanlon, Tim Martin, all these guys, PJF. Like, what are some of those things you're going to try to incorporate into what you're already doing?
You know what? The relationships. You know, understanding that you got to connect with the player first. You got to connect with the coach, the trainer first. Because once the connection is there, then everything else falls into place. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
so
definitely.
That's the biggest thing I took away. And, of course, there's a bunch of gems that were thrown in there. But the relationship piece for me is something I'm going to lock in once I get back to New York.
Definitely. And you'll be super successful if you keep on doing that. Who are some of the guys? I mean, tomorrow, what are you most excited for? I mean, we have some big speakers coming in tomorrow we haven't seen yet. We haven't met these guys yet.
Yeah, man. So I'm really looking forward to Mike G. So I'm a big movement guy. I'm big on the health side. So I'm into the diet, the grounding, all those crazy concepts. So to see what Mike Dunn does in his industry on how he works with players and how he's moving, I can't wait to pick his brain a little bit. So that's exciting for me to even take some of those concepts, apply it back to the shooting. So get my players moving better and things like that.
Well, lucky for you, when you're moving, you're going to be moving in style.
Yeah,
because here on Gen Z Hoops, we got you some Gen Z Hoops customized socks with your face on them. That's how we operate here. So you'll be moving in style next time you're on the court. And then Mike just showed you to move properly.
I gotta wear these on the court, bro. I gotta play in these. Oh, man, I love them.
Awesome. Evan, man, what's going on?
What's going on, man? What's going
on, Sean? Awesome meeting you here. It's been a fun week, man, right? I mean, we're coming in Friday, all the excitement building up for this whole week and how it's going to play out. How did you even get here? What even happened? How did this all play out for you?
So I work for this company, Supreme Hoops.
Okay.
And we have an affiliation with Coleman.
Nice.
So I met him when we did a collab, like, clinic in May. And me and him chopped it up, became cool, and then I told him, like, my playing history, and he asked me to be a demonstrator for the mastery class.
Break down that playing history a little bit. Where have you seen maybe the game?
So, little wild, up and down. Started playing late, 14, St. Mary's High School in Long Island. Transferred sophomore year to Holy Cross. Then ended up playing at Stony Brook. Academically, things didn't go too well. Had some growing up to do. Transferred to St. Joseph's in Long Island, then had a little stint in Puerto Rico, came home, ended up getting picked up to play for the Pacers G League, got cut for former NBA player, which I understand, but I've always been doing training on the side as like a way to improve myself and then teach others I feel like anybody can do it if you work hard and instill that in the youth, so I like to help inspire them with that. And then now I'm probably going to play in Mexico in March.
That's fire. You got to tell me more about that after. But you mentioned, everyone might be asking about like the whole thing with the Pacers and the G League stuff, right? What I found cool, when we were talking about this over lunch today, was maybe your early days, maybe not knowing the game, maybe being a little new to it. I was telling you how I didn't know what the foul count was. I don't know how the bonus worked until my senior year of high school.
Mm.
What was it like for you maybe for picking up at the first?
So I didn't start playing till like 14. And, yo, I didn't know anything. Like, I just... Yo, I started liking T-Mac. Love Trace McGrady is how I fell in love with the game. And I didn't even think, like, oh, this guy is 6'8". I'm not going to be 6'8". Like, let me start changing who I have interest towards. Became Allen Iverson. And then I used to watch them and then go in my driveway and play by myself. I used to think if I was playing in the rain, I was getting better. Didn't know what a drill was until I transferred to Holy Cross. And it was like a totally different world of basketball where it was taken to a whole nother level. Where before that, I was just playing with adults thinking, okay, this, I'm getting better.
If that was a whole new level, I can't imagine what today was like. Where I walk into that gym with Drew Hanlon and all these high-level trainers there. Everyone that's been here has been training and coaching for years, and everyone was blown away. Mm-hmm. Right? What did you maybe take away from it the most that you can't wait to go back and share with your kids and share with those around you?
Just how important, like, they really... I thought I was very obsessed with detail, but they showed me a whole another level of the detail that, like, I've never even thought of. And I consider myself a hard worker, like a very hard worker, but like listening to Drew say he listens to 8 hours of film a day, Paul PJF saying he studies for 16 hours a day, that just like inspired me to just grind, put my head down, grind even more.
It's crazy, right, just seeing it, right, with the 1%, not even the 1% of the 1% do, and trying to model that and replicate that in what you're doing. Maybe tomorrow, right, some big speakers coming in tomorrow. Who are you maybe most excited for and, you know, can't wait to just listen to the presentation, take some notes down, and hopefully incorporate that into what you're doing back home?
Definitely Mike G.
Everyone's saying Mike that. G. Everyone loves Mike. Shout out to Mike G, man. Everyone
shout
loves Mike G.
Shout out Mike G. Because I've always had a fascination with not just the skills aspect, but the strength and conditioning aspect. So I like to take stuff from all of them. I have, like, so the Drew Hanlon, Paul, and then Mike G, like, in my library, is just all their videos screen recorded. I've, like, been my own guinea pig testing their stuff. So, like, I'm ready to, like, pick their brain tomorrow. I'm excited for that.
Tomorrow's gonna be a fun day. I can't. I mean, look, the last couple hours have been great. I mean, we have a full day tomorrow to do this stuff, to learn from everyone, and we just all know each other better from these runs. So it's been a fun time, man. We're heading back to the hotel now. It's been real.
I appreciate you, bro.
Sensei, man, what's going on?
What's going on, brother? How you feeling today, man?
Dude, today's been a great day.
It's been a blessing, man.
We learned from some legends. I mean, the list goes on. Drew Hanlon, Tim Martin, all these guys.
Definitely,
right? I don't want to forget anyone. Coleman, obviously, putting this all together and letting us use the detailed gym. Awesome space. How'd this all happen? And how did you even get here?
To be honest with you, it was a parent of a child I trained who plays for one of the top high schools in New York.
Nice.
He reached out to me and was like, hey, like, you should take the opportunity to get better and meet these guys. You know, I've always spoke about how I wanted to improve my craft. So he sent me the link. I didn't have the money, but I took a chance and everything aligned and I ended up here.
That's incredible. That's the kind of stories, right? I mean, you're putting in the work, you're making the investment, good things are going to come out of that.
Definitely.
How did tonight happen?
Dude,
like, because you were just, come on now.
So,
come on.
Funny enough, I never met Coleman Ayers until today, actually. So there was a bunch of guys I was meeting. There's great individuals. I mean, there was professionals all around us. So as I'm walking around, I'm just talking to guys, and everybody was talking about how they wanted to hoop. So I go to Coleman, I'm just like, hey, man, you know, we could break in that new gym for you. So he was just like, hey, if you could get 10 guys, I'll let you use the gym. So I found 10 guys. Well, we found 14.
More than that.
And then he was real cool with it, man. And I ended up actually here we are now, man. Like, it was just pure chance. But I'm blessed that Coleman Ayers is a great dude, and he gave me the opportunity to use this facility.
Definitely. So what were the great night tonight? Maybe probably an even better day tomorrow. You're still trying to come back for runs after. A lot of us are flying home, but you're still going to be here.
Yes,
you're still going to be here. What was the biggest takeaway from today, and what are you most excited for about tomorrow?
The biggest takeaway I took from today is this: don't look at things as a surface value.
Nice.
Ask more questions, because when you ask a question, you become the answer. And fall in love with the game, fall in love with progress, and you know, there's so much you could learn, and you could learn from anybody. You know what I mean? More importantly, just have a childlike mentality, stay curious, and more importantly, love the game and be true to the game, because it'll be true to you.
If you keep on living those principles, you're gonna go far, man. I can't wait to see
you. Thank you for your time, brother. God bless y'all. Thank you.
Bye. Hey!
right? Like, yo, that's a sensei kick. I do not want to do this. Whoa, wrong way. That's tough.
Social media platforms at Gen Z Hoops. You can tune in and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, and every other podcast platform on the planet. Get ready for the next episode.